Even though it's just under 1 year away, the U.S. presidential election is already heating up. Meanwhile, up in Canada, an election was called back in August of this year, and they've already sworn in a new prime minister, Justin Trudeau. Here with more on the day's events and what it means for Cascadia is Vaughn Palmer. He's a columnist with the Vancouver Sun. Hi, Vaughn.
Good day. He promised sunshine. He swore in his cabinet in Ottawa, our national capital, this morning. It was a sunny day there. Beautiful fall day, huge crowds. Very, very exciting day, and a fairly emotional one, too, here. A brand new government with a new face on it in many, many ways.
He cried and he provided sun. He's a powerful man.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, it's an emotional day. Of course, the Prime Minister himself is taking the oath of office that his own father took as Prime Minister of Canada in 1968, and that his grandfather took that oath of office way back in 1952 as a cabinet minister as well. It's an oath, by the way, to serve Queen Elizabeth, and 1952 is the year she took office, so became queen. So it is. If you look at the coverage that's coming out of the national capital today, too, I think even though we all knew the prime minister had promised a fresh cabinet and fresh faces, I think people are struck with just how new it is. Trudeau said this is the new face of Canada. So he promised gender balance. You have a 30 member cabinet, 15 men, 15 women. And I am just, David, looking over the biographies of some of these people. And in terms of human interest stories, Canada's new transportation minister is the first Canadian who went into space, our first astronaut. The minister for Veterans Affairs was paralyzed in a drive-by shooting a few years ago. Our minister of sport is a three-time medal winner at the Paralympics. She's been blind since birth. Our Minister for Democratic Institutions is an actual refugee. Her family fled the Taliban in Afghanistan and came to Canada, and she's now in cabinet. There's a millionaire in cabinet. He's the finance minister, which I guess is the right place to put the millionaire. British Columbia has three ministers in this cabinet. I mentioned the sport minister. Canada's new justice minister, our attorney general, is Jody Wilson-Raybould. She's a new member from Vancouver. And David, she's a native Canadian. She's an Aboriginal leader. Her father is one of the leading Aboriginal leaders in British Columbia. He told an earlier prime minister, Mr. Trudeau's father, in 1983, that he hoped his daughter could become prime minister of Canada someday. Well, she's on her way. She's our country's justice minister. And this is an interesting one. Canada's defense minister, also from Vancouver, is Harjit Sajjan. Four tours of duty in the Canadian forces overseas. Three tours of duty in Afghanistan. One in Bosnia. He's a former Vancouver City cop as well. He's our defense minister, so he's inherited some tough challenges there. But all in all, as I say, a cabinet that is turning a lot of heads, not just here, but around the world.
Well, Vaughn, let me ask a question about that one then. What will this new minister of defense need to worry about?
Well, this is a tough one, right? Because Canada has promised to remove its fighter jets from the operation in Syria against ISIS. The president has already asked us to put that off, please, because we're an ally. And Canada has also pledged to renegotiate, perhaps change, its plans to purchase F-35 fighter jets from the United States, the Lockheed Martin fighter jets. So we're going to reopen that contract as well. So these are tough, tough assignments. There's a website here in Canada called the Trudometer, which is posting all of the promises the Prime Minister has made. All, I think, are up to 184 this morning. That's a lot of promises to keep. By the way, it looks as if he will be meeting President Obama first face-to-face November the 15th. That is the G20 summit in Turkey. Trudeau is going. I believe the president is going to be there as well, so they get to meet face-to-face. One other thing to note, given the importance the president attaches to the global fight against climate change, a significant renaming of Canada's environment minister. the ministry this morning. It is no longer the Ministry of the Environment. It is now the Ministry of the Environment and Climate Change. So we have a new minister in there, and an emphasis the Prime Minister is putting on Canada becoming a major player in the global fight against climate change.
You know, down here in the United States, it's often said that the U.S. president gets a certain honeymoon period for a few months. The press, the public, you know, in general, aren't that tough on him. What about up in Canada?
Oh, I think he'll get, you know, there's a lot of goodwill, as I say.
So are people not really questioning these cabinet assignments then?
No, there's a general recognition that the Prime Minister gets to pick his team. These people don't have to go through the kind of hearings they do in the United States, and obviously a 30-member cabinet is pretty big. So essentially, they're all members of Parliament. If they don't work out, he appoints different ministers. At the end of the day, it's a comment on his ability as a manager more than whether or not a particular person is cut out for cabinet. The cabinet is always balanced regionally by provinces. Everybody wants a representative there, so... And look, there's 150 people that didn't make the cabinet today that are members of Parliament who probably all think they would make a better cabinet minister than some of the people that are there.
All right, Vaughn, thanks so much.
Bye-bye, David.
He's a columnist with the Vancouver Sun. I'm David Hyde. Thanks for listening to The Record on KUOW.